Christmas Monitor with me, your jolly old ho-ho-ho host, David Wayne. In just a few minutes, Jack Lemmon, Ida Lupino, and Peter O'Toole look back at their favorite childhood Christmas day. I guess that's something everyone does at some time during this holiday season. Remember yours? If you'd like to, Percy Faith and the orchestra will supply the perfect background music for your thoughts. The carol, Joy to the World.
Try to say this chapstick lip twister fast. Plump Prudence's parched lips are peeling. But it's easy if you do it this way. When Plump Prudence's parched lips are peeling, chapstick goes on.
When Plump Prudence's parched lips are peeling, chapstick goes on. Prudence's parents provide...
Candy. Chapstick Lip Balm, the fast relief for dry chapped lips. You'll find lips stay comfortable when chapstick goes on.
Christmas is for children, but a child's Christmas is something that can be carried through life in the memory of every man and woman. We ask three famous motion picture stars to share their Christmas memories with us. First, Jack Lemmon.
Well, there was one that has always stuck in my mind, and it's when I was only about 6 years old, but I'll never forget it because my father, who had been a very hard-working, or what we would call in America, a self-made man, all his life, the one thing that he had always wanted as a boy and could never have or afford was a pony. So he arranged to buy one of the horses from the stable named Pepper. And it was a very apt name, Pepper. Anyway, that was it. And I was going to get this. And he was, you know, this was going to be the greatest moment of his life and my life and the whole thing. And he got the cameras and had delivered the horse early in the morning. And I opened up my few other little presents and this and that. And then he said, okay, here's your big present. And he brought me out, and there was Pepper. And that was the wildest thing, a little saddle. And I got up on Pepper, and Pepper put his head down and his ears back. And Pop got the camera and said, now look at the camera. And he went click with the camera, and Pepper took off and went all the way back to the stables. I stayed right in the lawn. Pepper got back to the stables. My father was furious, went all the way back in the car, got Pepper, hired a van, got him back out, got me up on Pepper, clicked the camera, Pepper took off, I went down on the lawn, Pepper went back to the stables. We did this 14 times over a period of 5 weeks. I never got 4 feet on Pepper before I was just separated from Pepper. That's all. And Pepper just went all the way back into Boston from Newton, back into the stables, never had the pony.
Jack Lemmon recalling the Christmas of the pony. Now motion picture actress Ida Lupino, who is also a talented director, looks back at her childhood Christmases.
Well, they were very exciting. Because, you know, our mother and father always tried to keep up the wonderful thing about Father Christmas and all of that. And then the thing that we used to love was pretending to be asleep. And we'd hear these marvelous remarks of my mother and father saying, "Shh, don't make a noise. Now, don't slam the door." And then they'd bump into the end of the bed, and my sister and I would be absolutely stuffing our fists in our mouth not to laugh. And we knew they were hanging the stockings on the bed. We'd wait about an hour until we thought they'd gone to bed, and then, of course, out of bed with the flashlights, looking in the stocking, putting it all back in place for morning and pretending we hadn't seen it at all.
Christmas spirit. Ida Lupino's Christmas Eve as a child. Now Peter O'Toole's most memorable Christmas.
Christmas I remember most clearly was when I saw a little scrap of evidence that there was such a thing as Christian charity. I mean, one casual glance at history will discount that, I realize, but nevertheless, I did. I was in the Royal Navy at the time, and I was going from London to Edinburgh. And for some reason, that invariably includes a place called Derby, which is a heavy, woolen, ghastly grey place. It was Christmas Eve, and it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I went into the waiting room, and two lady tramps came in, and they must have been about 60, 70. I remember they had newspapers underneath their coats. And they went to the counter, and they bought two British Railway pies, cardboard pies wrapped in cellophane, and two cups of tea. And one of them opened her pie and began to eat it and drink her tea. And the other one didn't move, didn't touch her pie, nothing. And I thought, why isn't she eating her pie? And the other one finished her pie, and she did all the crumbs in the mustard. And then she took out her teeth, and she gave it to the other lady tramp, who began to eat her pie. And I thought that was Christmas spirit.
Christmas spirit, that elusive mixture of joy and sadness, happiness and nostalgia. For Peter O'Toole, a brief glimpse of two strangers. For Ida Lupino, the warmth of a family. For Jack Lemmon, the gift of a pony. Whatever it is for you, may this Christmas, look back on years from now, be a happy memory. The sounds and stories of Christmas, today on the Monitor Beacon. This is David Wayne for Monitor, and this next greeting will mean a lot to one family in particular on this Christmas day.
This is John Gates, Specialist Fourth Class, speaking to you from Ben Hoa, South Vietnam. I'd like to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year for all my friends and neighbors back in Huntington, Long Island, New York, and to tell you that my experience here in Vietnam has been very rewarding. And any of you that may be sent over here, to tell you that I'm very proud of all the Americans here, what they've done under adverse conditions, and serving over here has made me appreciate my hometown, Huntington, 10 times as much as I did before I left.
Our best wishes to you and to all our servicemen and women everywhere. Here's Bing Crosby with a favorite Christmas song that expresses the feelings so many people have today.
To hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
If you can't say anything nice about your present cigarette, come on over to the L&M side. Just for the taste of it.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over, you'll be glad you did. Come on over to the L&M side.
Come on over to the L&M side. Just for the taste of it.
If there was ever a day for it, this is it. Patti Page singing Christmas Bells.
Christmas Bells. Christmas Bells. The Christmas Bells are ringing. The bells at the window pane. I hear the children sing. It's Christmas again. The fireplace is glowing, the stockings on the Christmas tree. Then suddenly it's snowing. That's Christmas to me. Chimes ring in the steeple. When I awake at 7, I see you and the angels sing. You are my gift of heaven when Christmas bells ring. The Christmas bells ring. The holly's at the window pane. I hear the children sing. Christmas again. The fireplace is glowing. The stockings on the Christmas tree. Then suddenly it's snowing. That's Christmas to me. Chimes ring in the steeple. Smiling people.
when I awake at seven, I see you and the angels sing. You are my gift of heaven when Christmas bells ring.
Monitors ring around the world. This weekend, NBC foreign correspondents look at the year ahead in their respective areas of the world. Here's NBC's Garrick Utley in Saigon.
There are already close to 200,000 American soldiers in South Vietnam, and by this time next year, there may be twice that number. In human terms, Vietnam in 1966 will bring the brutal reality of the war home to hundreds of thousands of American families. The sons, husbands, and brothers in Vietnam will spend another year pushing through the dense jungles, across the flooded rice paddies, and under the wilting tropical sun, looking for the Viet Cong. It will be the same pattern that U.S. and Vietnamese troops have been following for years, with one important difference. The war in 1966 promises to be a bigger and bloodier war than ever. It's no longer just a war of hit-and-run attacks, of isolated terrorism, and sudden ambushes. It is now a war of big battles in which thousands of men fight and hundreds die or are wounded. Most importantly, the war in Vietnam will not be a war against the Viet Cong, who are the South Vietnamese guerrillas, but a war against the North Vietnamese. There are already three divisions of North Vietnamese soldiers in the South, and it's expected that this escalation from the North will continue. By spring, the communists may have four full divisions of well-trained and well-armed troops prowling through the mountainous highlands of South Vietnam. Despite its 500,000 men under arms, the South Vietnamese army is not strong enough to stop the communist escalation. The result is that the American buildup will continue. Throughout Vietnam, engineers and CBs are busy building new bases and quarters for the expected troops. They are not building temporary shelters, but permanent buildings. For despite all the talk and hope of a negotiated settlement, and despite the temporary truces which may be called, the prospect is for more fighting. The reason is simple. The North Vietnamese still think they can win, and they are willing to make virtually any sacrifice in order to win. Their troops have and will continue to suffer heavy losses in the South, and their roads and industries will suffer heavily from the bombings in the North. But they will fight until they are convinced that they cannot win. And the only people who are going to convince them that are the hundreds of thousands of young Americans in South Vietnam. This is Garrick Utley, NBC News, Saigon correspondent.
Monitors ring around the world to look at the year ahead from NBC foreign correspondents. We also wish to call attention to Projection 66, NBC's annual forecast of world events. A panel of 11 foreign newsmen participate. See it tomorrow afternoon on NBC TV and hear it later tomorrow night on Monitor. Henry Mancini and the orchestra in Latin Snowfall.
As the song says, people need people. Human needs link us to people in far-off lands. Hungry millions in Asia, Africa, Latin America look to us to send them food through CARE. Every dollar delivers a package. You can help by sending a holiday check to CARE Food Crusade, New York 10016. This is David Wayne for Monitor. Listen for news on the hour after this holiday greeting.
This is Robert Preston. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all Monitor listeners a very Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Sunday night, Monitor presents Projection 66, a year-end review of the issues and personalities in the news on the NBC Radio Network.